This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 752. Get confidence for IELTS writing questions about art.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we brainstorm ideas to answer the very difficult IELTS question regarding the worth of public art and if your government dollars should pay for it. Plus, you'll get homework.
Hey, Jessica, what is happening? You just came back from a vacation. How was it?
Yes, it was great. And in fact, I posted a super cool picture on the All Ears English Instagram.
Yes. Page.
Guys, if you are not following us on Instagram, you are missing out on a bunch of amazing stuff. First of all, you learn a new phrase or a way to say something in every single post. That's our mission, is to teach you stuff through these posts. But also, you get to see, this is like an inside look into all three of our lives and interests.
Yeah, it is so cool. I mean, listening to the podcast is great and you guys want to be here 3 days a week, but this is another perspective that you get that you don't want to be missing. I mean, I'm going to be taking a trip out west in the next couple of weeks and updating my Instagram stuff from me on Instagram. You're going to get to see the west with me. It's going to be awesome. You get IELTS tips from Jessica. So many cool things. So go over and find All Ears English on Instagram, guys.
So perfect. But yeah, so one of the things I posted last week was a picture of petroglyphs that we found in Arizona.
Yeah.
Do you know what a petroglyph is?
Yeah, kind of, not really, actually. Can you tell me what it is?
I was talking to like another adult person this morning and she's like, I don't know what that is. So petro, and this is something I taught in the post, like what it means, right? So petro means rock from Greek, and glyph is like of English origin and it means carving, but it's not a rock carving. It's a rock painting.
Whoa.
So if you think about like all of the, like what's that cave in France? It starts with an L. I don't remember, but it's like the caveman paintings. So these rock paintings were from Indian civilizations from like forever ago.
Whoa.
And there were like pictures of lizards and people and suns and just all the nature stuff. It was really cool.
Wow, that is so cool. So you snapped a photo of those for us on the Instagram channel. That was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. So
very cool.
So cool.
And I consider this part of, this is historical for sure. These are ruins, but it is also public art, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had to pay a fee to see these because they have to be maintained and protected by governmental agencies.
Yeah.
And this comes up on the IELTS exam. Like, do you think that you should have to pay entrance fees to view historical stuff like this?
Wow.
What do you think about that, Lindsay?
Ooh, you know what? You know what I think, actually? It's a tricky one, but
yeah.
The one thing that I know is that things like that need to be maintained, right? We need to have a staff in there taking care of that, right? Making sure that, you know, people are not, you know, putting graffiti on them or damaging them in any way. And that costs money. So in a sense, I kind of agree that there should be a small fee to see them so that they do get maintained.
For sure. And I mean, we paid like $5.
Yeah.
So I think we can brainstorm a lot of reasons to support to justify the fee to prevent people from defacing public art and historical monuments. Because I did see, we still saw graffiti. We still saw people with their initials or whatever. But guys, I could also think of a reason for the other side if you had to discuss both views. Like, what are taxes for?
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing I could think of for the other side. Like, we already pay the government a set amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that should be reserved for maintaining historical monuments.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So what's an example of a question that we would get along these lines, Jessica, on writing task two?
Yes. So we had a student in our Facebook group that found this IELTS, this recent IELTS task two topic and asked us a question like, I didn't know what to say about this. Can you help me out with some vocab? So the question is, many governments spend a lot of money on works of art for public places. Is it a good or bad development? So this isn't so much about the historical monument thing, but that does come up on IELTS a lot, but sort of shifting the focus to more modern works of art, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Like, you're in Boston, you're leaving Boston soon, but are there a lot of public works of art in Boston? Hello, lovely listeners. How did students like Ryoki and Rachel and Vitor get 9s on their IELTS exam? Well, a lot of hard work, but also the 3 keys strategies. You guys can also get these scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Oh, public work. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of whether you consider history, art history, right? I think there's a lot of history in Boston, right? So there are a lot of places that have been preserved by the government, kind of along those same lines, though. It's the idea, like, we get to see the original, some piece of furniture that Ben Franklin sat on. I don't know, something like that. In a sense, that could be art, right?
So that's cool.
So I would say that, yeah, there is a lot of that in Boston, actually. Yeah.
You know, guys, I think this is important to pause here for a second and note this strategy, because we've talked about how we can control the definition of art, the topic, right? Mm-hmm. And we've definitely talked about this in relation to art before, because that was the episode that you spoke about seeing the Angkor Wat, I believe, in Cambodia.
Yes.
Guys, mm-hmm. do come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I will link back to that because it's so useful to change your perspective on the IELTS questions and how you answer them. So definitely come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And this is episode 752.
Yeah.
So that definitely qualifies for sure. I would also, I could think of a more modern example in Portland. This is funny. So this is a thing that's like on postcards of Portland. It's just, it's one of the things that like represents the city, I feel like, because I've seen it in a lot of places. At Powell's Bookstore downtown, super famous bookshop, like very close to that, on an intersection, on a corner, there is a sculpture which is made of old bicycles stacked on top of each other, painted in different ways. And it's a sculpture. It's a piece of art.
Wow. Oh, that's fascinating. I love it. Only in Portland, right? I mean, I know. Only in Portland. Portland is a unique city. I don't know what to think about Portland sometimes.
Portland. Oh, you and me both. Portland marches to the beat of its own drummer, for good or ill.
So yeah, I love it.
This sculpture, again, you know, I could be of two minds, but on the one hand, I see that, yes, this does bring value to the community because, as I said, it does define Portland and it does serve as a pictorial representation of us on social media and blah, 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 because it does really represent Portland in a lot of ways. So even if someone looks at it and was like, what the heck? That's not art. That's just a bunch of old bicycles. Yet it's art, you know? Yeah, people value it.
Yeah, guys, look at the detail that you can go in and the argument that you can build in writing when you use real examples from your life.
Yes.
Right? So if something in your town, an artifact, a piece of art, make sure you go to that when it comes to building out your brainstorming. Right from the beginning, have those tangible examples.
Yes, that is exactly the best advice. But it really is, like, so often when I'm working with students and personal coach, it's just like, you know what? Stop reaching to make stuff up.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard. Brainstorming is hard. I get that. But so often it's just like, my advice will come down to, you need to trust yourself, guys. Mm. And in your brainstorm, what is the first idea you think of? Work backwards from there. Think of an example first, a personal thing, something that's real from your own life, city, culture, whatever. And that's where you start. And then you extract the reason from there, right? So
Exactly. Start
with that real example. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that way we don't get paralyzed. I mean, students say all the time in IELTS, my biggest fear is not having ideas. We get get that email right. from students 5 times a week, guys. People yeah. are worried about not having ideas, but when you use your own life as material, you have endless ideas.
Exactly. And then I know what some of you guys are thinking, because I've seen this as a follow-up question, is that, but won't we get marked down if it's informal using personal examples? Mm. No. Think the question tells you to use relevant experience from your own life. It literally says that in the question. So
yeah.
No, you won't get marked down. As long as the vocab is great, the linking words are great, this is your strategy.
Yeah, I mean, just because it's a personal example doesn't automatically mean that it's informal or formal, right? It's about what words you right. use, like you said, what words you wrap it up in. So that's exactly. awesome. I love that.
Exactly. Guys, definitely come back to the blog, because I'm going to give you guys an assignment. I want you all to comment on this episode, IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com, episode 752. Let's start a conversation. I want you guys to tell us in the comments about a piece of art in your community and why you think it's valuable or not.
All right. Awesome. I love it. This has been great. And Jessica, thanks for hanging out on the mic today. It's been really good. Guys, don't forget to find out what your projected score might be on IELTS. You can take our new quiz. This is yes. so cool. We talked about this earlier in the week. Jessica, where can our listeners go to find out what score they would get tomorrow on IELTS?
Yes, guys, take this first step towards preparing well and stop wasting your time. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
All right. Awesome. Okay, Jessica, well, I'll see you back on the mic very soon. Thanks for hanging out.
Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right, bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.